Hello, Dan Lane here for the Really Mobile Project on Friday, August 7th. So it's Friday. I thought I'd do a little bit of an audio boo to kind of welcome in the weekend, just talk about mobile and what's happening in it, I guess. So audio boo, first of all, they had a party last night. They're supporters of the Really Mobile Project, and we're very grateful for the support they give us. Ben Smith went along to their party. I couldn't quite make it. But Ben said it was very, very good. Lots of people there, lots of audio boos being done. Good stuff. Audio boo always struck me as being a little bit of an odd one. Coming to market right now when everyone's shouting about video, they come along and do audio and make a really, really good, slick product out of it, which is fantastic, I think. But it is a strange time for mobile at the moment when you've got Nokia, who are the sort of predominant go-to guys for decent handsets in the past, coming out with what can only really be described as stagnant crap. Everything they seem to be doing recently has sort of flopped when it's been released. It's just kind of getting a bit embarrassing for them now, I guess. When you've got companies like Apple, who are a computer company, who became a music company, who became a phone company or something like that, and you've got Palm, who in the 90s released some amazing products and then went and ruined it all before coming back with the Palm Pre. Of course, Google, who are, I guess, what are Google? I guess they're an advertising company, right? That's where all their money comes from. So you've got an advertising company making a phone operating system that goes into lots of phones these days. And of course, operators are making their own phones now. So you've got Ink, the spin-off from Three, who made the Ink One, which ended up winning an award last year at Mobile World Congress, and probably won other awards as well that I'm not aware of. They announced that they've got the Ink Chat and the Ink Mini, the Chat being their little QWERTY handset, and the Mini being a tiny little feature phone, similar to the original Ink One. We had a look at both of those handsets earlier in the week, and they're both very, very nice. But no review units floating around yet, which is a shame. So as soon as we get our hands on one, we will be bringing you some news about it. But yeah, early impressions are those are very, very impressive handsets, especially at the price point as well. Because if you look at other feature phones, they're slightly more expensive, but they've got that nice little multitasking operating system, I think. We'll hopefully see the Ink Chat and Ink Mini being the Ink handsets that end up going on other operators, because so far I don't think the Ink One's made it out of Three, has it? Yeah, so hopefully we'll see some good things from them. What else has happened in mobile? We went to see Spinvox earlier in the week, didn't we? We wrote about that, so there's a big long post. But I mean, the idea was that they'd take us along, show us their technology, and we would be wowed, and we would say wonderful things about them. But ultimately, we kind of got there, and they showed it to us. And after quite a lot of PowerPoint and discussion about that, it was just kind of the ultimate response, or the end response, was meh. Ooh, donuts. So I don't know. You know, Spinvox, lots of accusations flying around. I'm not really sure. They definitely had technology that we saw when we were there, but who knows? Who knows indeed. One of the things was, though, we got to meet Christina Domecq, I think that's her name. She's the founder of Spinvox, and she came in, and she seemed quite defensive. But I suppose if you're in a room full of journalists and bloggers and people that are judging you right now, then you're bound to kind of be a bit on the defensive side, aren't you? So you can't really blame her for that. She does have, completely trivial, unrelated thing, she does have one of those haircuts that makes her look like she's got a very small head, which I thought was, well, not really funny, but, you know, strange. And I immediately thought when I met her, I would really like to see Spinvox do some sort of joint venture-y thing or whatever with MaxRoam, the Irish company that does roaming SIM cards, because their CEO or founder or whatever is Pat Phelan, who has an incredibly large head. And so you'd get this sort of joint PR with the two of them standing there next to each other, one massive head and one small head. Yeah, so that'd be fun. Anyway, 4 minutes and 52 seconds of complete inane nonsense. You can only get that kind of coverage here on the Really Mobile Project. Thanks for listening.